joining us as he was with us on Friday. He said he's going to the game on Sunday. I said, we got to get you on, and that is Paul White, former writer for USA Today and a great baseball man. Paul, nice to have you with us.
Hey, Marty, how are you?
We're doing fine, and you're a fan tonight, is that right?
That's right. We got family in from the East Bay, and we're going to go enjoy the game and, you know, have a little refreshment. Yeah.
All right, you want to give a shout-out to the family member?
No, we're good. We're good.
Okay. All right.
No,
he's going in.
I know Uncle Bob is listening.
All right. Very good. All right. We could be Homeland Security here. We don't want to give the guy away.
No, that's fine. That's fine.
All right. All right. Who are these guys? My goodness. Who is Clint Robinson? Moore? Who are these people?
Well, Kyler Moore is. I still swear he should. If he gets married, his wife's name should be Mary. But he's been an extra guy. He's been a good hitter without a position. A little bit of first, a little bit of the outfield. They thought he was a prospect a few years ago. Like, he's kind of become one of those 4A guys, but with Ryan Zimmerman on the DL, it's been a good spot for him. But Clinton Robinson's a great story. Several years ago, when the kids have turned into the core of the Kansas City team, Lorenzo Cain and Moustakas and Eric Hosmer, I went to Omaha where they were all playing, and they had this journeyman first baseman there that all he did was hit. He had won a batting title in the Texas League, and nobody ever paid attention to him. His name was Clint Robinson, and I said, what's wrong with this guy? And nobody could figure out what was wrong, but he never got a shot. And he went to the Dodgers last year, got in a few games, and the Nats picked him up. They wanted the bench guy. They wanted a guy with some experience that could pinch hit. And here he is, 30-year-old rookie, and it's a great story.
Wow, very well. That's why we love baseball, that people like that can come through. Look, Giants had one yesterday, Ryan Lawless, 28 years old, had kicked around.
Sure, yeah.
And he went 0 for 4 yesterday. And I thought the ump just hung him out to dry in the last call. Did you see it?
Yeah, welcome to the big leagues, kid.
It's like a movie. It's just out of Hollywood. Yeah. You know, welcome to the big leagues, right? You know, Leslie Nielsen. It looked like something like that.
Yeah, right.
Really?
We had arms bringing guys up with two strikes, too, so you know.
I know. Paul White with us. Paul, I mentioned before you came on the two names. Vogelsong, who won the deciding game after getting walloped by the Nats during the season. And then you had Zimmerman, of course, who may be one of the most famous games ever in playoff history, National League playoff history, getting pulled with two out in the ninth, and it didn't work out. Those two matching up today makes a good story.
Yeah, it does. And Zimmerman's been an interesting guy here this year because he's probably the most prominent guy on this team who's in his walk year. There's two of them, Jordan Zimmerman and Ian Desmond, and there's been a lot of noise around those two guys. The fact that the Nats weren't sure they could keep Zimmerman long-term was one of the reasons they went out and signed Max Scherzer, which has turned out fabulously for them. But it's been interesting to watch these guys, both Desmond and Zimmerman, because you can kind of see the pressure of this free agent year on them. Zimmerman was always the cool customer in the rotation, the guy who was even keeled when Steven Strasburg wasn't. And this year, his biggest issue has been damage control. You see the wheels turning out there. He gets a couple guys on base. So what am I going to do? How am I going to get out of this? And it's a little different than what we've seen from him in the past, and it's been kind of fascinating to watch. He's pitched better recently, but watch closely tonight. You get a couple guys on and you see if he starts walking around behind the mound, and Steve McCaddy, the pitching coach, has tried to get him to get away from that kind of stuff, but it's been a hassle for him.
Boy, interesting. Great insight from Paul White. 29 years old, 162nd major league start. He's never been in a relief game. 63-45, but lefties hitting .312 against them. When I saw that, I said, wow, that can't be Jordan Zimmerman. And sure enough, the hits, 99 innings pitched, 108 hits. That's not like him either.
No, it's not. And like I say, they've come in clumps, and that's, you know, if you get him in trouble in the first inning, it kind of falls apart on him. He'll be cruising along 3-4 innings, lights out. You know, I mean, it's a guy who pitched no hitter last year. You saw him in the playoffs. And then all of a sudden, one of those innings just kind of runs amok. And if he gets out of it, he comes back off the next inning and he's back on even keel and he's blown people away again. And it's been a real interesting situation, and they don't seem to really have an answer for it. And, you know, and he's always Mr. Calm. You talk to him after a game and he's, you know, everything's fine. I'm okay. But there's some alarms there, and nobody's quite sure how to solve it.
Wow. Jordan Zimmerman, 6-5 on the air against Vogelsong. Paul White with us. Paul, do they re-sign Jordan Zimmerman? What do you think? What's your prediction?
Well, I think they'll try. I don't think they'll go crazy monetarily. I mean, let's face it. I mean, you saw the guy that come bumped from the rotation, Tanner Roark, yesterday. Kind of save that game after Strasburg left, and they can put him right back in the rotation again next year. I mean, that's what the Scherzer signing was about. They expect Zimmerman to go free agent. They'll make a legitimate offer, but it won't be one of those where they feel like they have to sign the guy.
Wow. I think he'd look good as a Giant, to tell you the truth.
He looked good in a lot of plays. He's a good pitcher.
Yeah, he is a good pitcher. He's a Tommy John guy, isn't he?
Yes, he is. In fact, his recovery was the model by which the controversial Steven Strasburg comeback was designed, because they were almost a year to the day, Strasburg a year after Zimmerman's, and they used Zimmerman's comeback the previous year on a team that was going nowhere, so nobody paid attention, to set up the innings limit that was so famously controversial with Strasburg, and Zimmerman swore by it. He said it was perfect for him, it worked out great. And he made the point, if they were in a pennant race the following year with Strasburg, nobody would have noticed.
Wow. Now, Zimmerman, like Gio Gonzalez, 99 innings, 5 homers. Gonzalez, 87 innings, 4 homers. This park is a home run park. How are they getting away with it?
I don't know. And you know, that has been an issue. It's kind of like the whole staff, really. With even Scherzer in the first part of the season, and Doug Fister when he's been healthy, there's an inconsistency here. And you know, this is a team that was supposed to just run over people because of a dominant pitching staff. And you know, if you look at their overall numbers, hey, they're fine as a team. The rotation is fine, but they're kind of falling into the trap this entire team has fallen into around here. The expectations are so high now that almost anything they do isn't good enough. They're supposed to be better than that. And I think that's where these guys are right now.
Wow. All right, Paul White, pleasure to have you with us. I'm glad you're there as a fan. Where are you sitting tonight?
Just down third base, front of the upper deck.
All right. Oh, in the upper deck?
Oh, yeah, right at the front of it. I like to get a good view of what's going on.
I'm impressed. Very good. All right, very good.
It's still lower than the press box in this ballpark.
That's right. I forgot. John talked about the press box, and you, of course, you've been there. You've covered the team. 14 stories high. Is that possible?
Yeah. Well, the writer's portion is below the broadcast portion, so we get a little bit of break. But, here in Pittsburgh are the two that you might as well be in the Washington Monument.
Because John said when there's a ball up in the air, he can't tell where it's going.
Well, and the other thing that TV analysts have told me, Ron Darling, who does Mets games, told me this. He said, you have to watch the game on the monitor because the angle that you're looking down from is so steep, you can't see what the ball is doing. You can't see if it's a breaking ball by looking at it with just your eyesight. You have to look at the monitor because of the angle.
Wow. All right. All-star team about 45 minutes from now. Do you have any thoughts on the National League team of who you'd put on it?
Oh, sure. I mean, should be Giants all over the place.
All right. You got the starters?
Sure. If it was my team, Buster would clearly be the catcher. I think Panic and Crawford should be the middle infield.
Really?
I don't think. Yeah. I mean, who else are you going to take? Maybe Tulowitzki? There's nobody else in second base. Panic's had a great year. I think Goldschmidt is clearly the first base in the National League, even though there's a lot of good guys there. It's always crowded. I like Todd Frazier at third base. Bryce Harper here in Washington is clearly, I think, the MVP right now. He should be in the outfield. Jock Peterson belongs out there. If you just take three outfielders, the third guy would be Giancarlo Stanton, who's, of course, hurt. in that case, I'd probably go to McCutcheon. But the other guy that I think gets lost in the shuffle is A.J. Pollock in Arizona.
Wow, very good. And then the other is Arenado has had a tremendous season.
Yeah, exactly, with Frazier. Yeah, Arenado went into a defensive meltdown here over the weekend. I was watching some of those games. So unlike him, one of the best defensive third basemen we've seen in a long time. But he and Frazier neck and neck. It's a great race there.
Very good. Hey, pleasure having you on. You're getting a hot dog tonight. You're not going to the press box with food, are you?
No. There's too much good stuff here. We got a Shake Shack here. We got a local thing called Ben's Chili Bowls. It's like your ballpark, man. It's too much good food.
All right. Paul, thank you so much as always. Enjoy the game tonight, and we'll catch up with you as the season moves on. Thanks, Paul.
All right. Thanks, buddy.
All right. That is Paul White, recently retired from USA Today, but what a great baseball analyst he is. And it's a pleasure to have him on the show. All right.